Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great show for you today. 3 hours of fun, entertainment, enlightenment, encouragement, inspiration as we recap weekend number one of the NFL season, which isn't over. Tonight we got the Las Vegas Raiders against the Baltimore Ravens and what should be a fun game to watch. So it's still going on, but what a weekend. Some upsets. Jacksonville, not that they're a great team, but Houston was supposed to be the worst team in the league, and they mollywopped the Jags. And Pittsburgh shocking Buffalo. And so a lot of good stuff to get into, and we will do that. Let me bring in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great, man. How was your weekend?
Bloodied and was tough.
Bloodied?
Yeah, it was bloody. Yeah, it was a bloody weekend.
Oh, yeah. You ain't 15-0, no. You're not undefeated on week one anymore.
No, it was brutal, but right there. It was brutal.
But here's the thing. You came out bragging about it.
No.
And you knew it was wrong. You knew it was going to bite you because you said, I'm not bragging.
I'm not.
But
it's
it came back to bite
performance.
You.
No, it's not. Because after the first 2 years, I didn't make a big deal about it.
That's my point.
No, but that doesn't mean that that's going to change. If I didn't say anything about me being 15-0, The results from yesterday?
You would have had still, different picks. You would have been 5-0.
No, I would. The results would have been the same exact whether I said it or not on the radio. So I ain't even buying into that like I got any kind of magical powers. But anyway, yeah. I can't brag much.
You were 1-4. I was 2-3.
Yeah, we got off to
We got the Chiefs. We got the Chiefs, but, you know, they didn't cover. And that was – I thought it'd be close.
You had the one good pick on Pittsburgh.
I think they're going to be better. I picked the Texans.
Yeah, that was a good one. I just, you know what? We talked about it a little bit. I mean, we're not going to belabor the point. But that stat, Chris, is a real stat. No guy was drafted number one since, I think, 2003, first overall quarterback, has ever won a game in his debut. It's now 0-13-1. And eventually somebody's going to bust that. But that and then Tyrod Taylor, we talked about him. He might not win you the game, Chris, but he ain't going to lose it for you.
Nah, he's what you call a solid – he's more than a solid backup. You know, he's right in between that legit starter, solid backup, you know. And so, yeah. And, you know, honestly, and Tyrod, you can't help but like a player like that who's always ready. But David Culley, man, waited, Rob, forever – to get his first head coaching job.
And then have
finally
the quarterback.
Yes.
And then you're like, how could this happen to me?
Even if Deshaun was healthy, remember that organization was a mess. Or not healthy, but, you know, if he didn't have the legal issues. But then you put that on top of it, and he's not playing. And so it was good to see them. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying they're going to have a good season. We'll see. It'd be nice if they did. But it was good.
But it might be a little bit better than people thought. Like you said, everybody was saying.
Just what they did yesterday make them better than what people thought.
Right.
Because they were underdogs to Jacksonville.
At home.
Right.
Right. Getting 3 points.
Right.
And they throttled them. They throttled them.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we will get into plenty of NFL. We got Solomon Wilcott, a friend of the show, hadn't been on in a while, but it's always good to talk with him. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. But we got the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Tyshirt. Wow. Every day we come on, I'm expecting somebody else to be in that seat. But he has been here. All that means is Colin hadn't asked for him in a few weeks. But, hey, whatever the case, we're glad to have him on the ones and the twos. We got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the update, Steve DeSager. This is becoming a habit, Rob, on Mondays
Steve on Monday and Fridays always. So we are in full effect.
Yes. So, all right, here we go. We got to start with the Packers game, Rob. Of all the shockers out there, we mentioned Jacksonville, Houston. We mentioned Pittsburgh, Buffalo. I mean, that was surprising to a lot of folks, no doubt. But this, I don't know if there was any game more shocking, Rob, than New Orleans and Green Bay. 38-3, New Orleans, 10 new starters. Jameis Winston in now for Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers and the Packers just didn't show up, Rob. It's as simple as that. And I'm going to say this quickly, and then, you know, I want to hear your viewpoint. You just can't – I'm not predicting a doom for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's the great Aaron Rodgers. I'm sure he's going to bounce back and play well. But he won the offseason, Rob. He won the – I know there were some that even I at times felt like, man, what are you doing? But overall, he had people looking at Brian Gutekunst like, dude, this is crazy. He's Aaron Rodgers. He had, you know, people saying you got to start giving him some say in the personnel. You know, not that he's running the team, but they listen to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Now they're listening to Russell Wilson in Seattle. You know, you had coaches on TV saying, heck, I'd run something by my quarterback when I coached, of course. And they weren't nearly as good as Aaron Rodgers. You won the offseason. You go back to Green Bay, and they offer you a contract extension. Gutekunst signs Randall Cobb to appease you. You do a 30-minute press conference unlike anything we've seen since practice. We talking about practice. Allen Iverson, I mean, it was great. You won the offseason, and you can't show up in your first game after that and do what you did. Horrible. It was, and again, I'm not saying he's done. I mean, he's far from done, I'm sure. But that was a bad one, Rob. The interceptions, the two, because, you know, obviously Rodgers is a guy that doesn't throw interceptions. So for him to throw two, I know he's done it before, but for him to throw two that were completely out of character for him, like the first one in the red zone, I mean, just totally behind the receiver, and the last one was just a heave, almost like a Hail Mary. But the first one, they were only down 17-3. They scored there. Now it's a ball game. So I'll give him credit. You know, he did kind of, he mentioned they were looking for a whole different, you know, strategy from the Saints, and they didn't get it, and they never adjusted. So he kind of threw some of that on the coaching staff. But overall, I thought he owned it. He said, I played bad. He took ownership of the last two of the two interceptions. So I'll give him credit for that. But, Rob, I'm just saying, after you demand an offseason in which you demand a trade, you skip offseason, the offseason program, you try out for the host of Jeopardy, you think about playing for other teams, you contemplate retirement, you show up to the practice facility for training camp with the aura of the Savior. Oh, I'm here now. The Savior's here. You have that huge press conference in which you throw the franchise under the bus. Then you do the sit down with our own Aaron Andrews here at Fox Sports, and you say, I don't feel like I have anything left to prove on the field. You can't go out and have that type of game on week one.
Yeah, I mean, optics. Optics don't look good. And I could see where people would make a big deal about it. I mean, he could have come out and played well, and then obviously then people wouldn't bring up all that stuff because it doesn't matter. But if you don't go on the if you don't practice and you don't play, you know, I just think people, there's a reason why you have practice. There's a reason why you go over things. I mean, I just, and I'm not, there's no excuse here. He owned everything, which is fine. He played as poorly as you can play. But I remember Michael Jordan coming back. Chris, you remember at the end to play Orlando in the playoffs, and didn't play like the whole season.
After he came back from baseball, right?
Right, and he got beat, right? And he didn't look good, right? Because you
best
can't.
Best player ever, and he didn't.
Right.
Couldn't
he
do
didn't
it.
Look yep. good. I remember getting the ball stripped
right.
at half court.
I mean,
court.
He
do you
had
remember?
Big numbers, if you look at that, but you're right. He got stripped. It wasn't Michael Jordan.
That's not Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
I'm just
it wasn't
saying,
Michael
right.
Jordan. Right.
Right. It just wasn't him, and I think you can't cheat the game from that standpoint. Now, the other part is, before everybody, and I'm not saying that's you, but, you know, the sky is falling, he has a stinker, Chris, almost every year. I don't know what it is. That game last year, remember they were 4-0, they go to Tampa, they're up 10-0, and then they fall apart.
Right.
16 for 35, 160 yards, no
game.
Touchdowns, two picks in that game. Then I remember also 2019, he had two bad ones in California. Remember, they won 13 games that year, two losses were both in California to the 49ers. He had 104 yards, Chris, one TD, 104 yards, one TD, no picks. And then that Chargers game, again, 161 yards and one touchdown, no picks. And you could go back to even 2017 and 2016, bad games against the Panthers, three interceptions in that game. How many games has he thrown three interceptions? And in 2016, right. He had 259 yards, two touchdowns, two picks against the Giants. So all I'm saying is, he's good for a stinker. No one would have – I'm surprised it came in game one, but given what you talked about and him not doing much with the team or preseason games, and you know, people are keeping players out of preseason now and
yeah,
whatnot.
And I
don't know if that's going to be –
These dudes aren't prepared, not just him, but you saw
No, you've
lot
seen
of,
it across the
you know,
league, Chris.
Yeah.
Even Buffalo with that offense, did they look like they were a well-oiled machine? I didn't think
Not
so.
Not at all. Not at all.
So
at all.
I'm saying, I look at this as bad day at the office. He'll have to regroup and get himself back together for week two, and they'll get better. That team is way better than that. And good for Jameis Winston. Weird, five touchdowns and only 148 yards. But he had a great game. No fumbles, Chris. No interceptions for Jameis.
Game.
Great. And he played great. So good for him. But if you're the Packers, you got to start from scratch and get this thing righted, because they just didn't appear to be like they never got off that plane when they got to Florida.
No, not at all. And I what this does, Rob, and like I expect him to back up and, you know, get himself together and start playing. Well, he even admitted he said it was the whole team. But he was asked about, you know, you guys kind of essentially take these guys lightly, or not take the Saints, but, you know, just, you know, kind of get big headed because, you know, the way you 13-3 the last 2 years. And he admitted it. He said, you know, we've been to two NFC title games back to back, and, you know, you kind of get out there and you think it's just going to, you know, automatically flow. And this was a good kick in the you know what. That's a
right.
direct quote.
They've won 26 they games needed. The last 2 years, Chris.
Right.
I mean, regular season games.
I think he probably felt that way as much as anybody, Rob. Because, again, the way he showed up, he didn't, you know, wasn't with the team in the offseason at all. Obviously, he's out. And it's every right for the player to go out and enjoy themselves in the offseason and all that. But he just, you know, it was so much going on. And what
he was detached. He was detached.
Yeah, he was detached.
I think that's the right word.
Some people are going to want. I'm not ready to go there yet. If I see this, you know, for the next few weeks, then I may. But it does open yourself up to people wondering, are you all in? You've heard some people say, Rob, once you consider retirement, uh-oh, you know what I mean? Now you're thinking, you know, and he says he was considering it. He was looking at life after football. And this is a game, man, you have to be all in. And so until he rights himself, which could be next week against Detroit, I mean, that's certainly the prescription. That's just what the doctor ordered. I'll tell you
if
that.
If you saw what the 49ers did before they tried to choke it down at the end, I don't know what that was. But they ran roughshod over the Lions.
Right.
I mean,
Detroit looked all right early, I thought, the offense, but, you know.
We talked about Dan Campbell and Chris, what, you know, all the goofy stuff. He's better get it together, man, because.
Nah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. But, yeah, people will wonder, are you all in? And so we will see. But it was a bad first game, 15-28, two picks, no touchdowns. So we will see if Aaron Rodgers and the Packers bounce back. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Did Aaron Rodgers' soap opera offseason make yesterday's clunker look even worse? And do you think this is a sign of things to come? Or was this just, as Rob said, hey, one bad game, it happens once or twice a year, nothing to worry about? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Byer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple on a Magic City Monday coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Your turn to weigh in on Aaron Rodgers' clunker in game one. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What do you say?
All right, let's kick it off with Marty in Kentucky. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Chris? How y'all doing?
Good, Marty. How are you?
You know, after the Bills lost, when everybody picked the Bills to win, I'm feeling pretty good.
You know what?
Sure,
let me say this. I looked on Instagram, and I saw the Steelers broadcast team that does picks, you know, that does the pregame stuff, like locally.
Yeah.
And there's four guys, including Charlie Batch, who used to play for the Lions, a quarterback and all that. And, you know, that played longtime Steelers backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Three of the four Pittsburgh guys covering the team picked Buffalo. Only one guy did not pick Buffalo. So I give them credit. That even going, and you just said it, Marty, everybody picked Buffalo. And you're right. Very few people picked Pittsburgh, except for Chris and this guy on the broadcast.
Well, it always, those upsets always feel good. Now they got to learn how to win when they're with expectations.
And they got to get that offense going, too. The defense is legit. Yeah.
They got to be on the ball.
Yeah.
But I'll get on the subject. And, you know, Rob's not going to agree, but I just feel like Aaron Rodgers has a history of his emotions affecting his game. I don't think when a game starts off badly for him, and they don't often start off badly because he's a great quarterback right. on a great franchise. But when they start badly, it just seems like he's not the guy that just brings you back. And I think Colin Cowherd has really nailed his personality, and he feels that way about Baker Mayfield as well. And if you saw Baker Mayfield after that punt was screwed up by Cleveland and how he put his head down and shook his head, he seems to have that same, you know, all right, we're done attitude. And
right.
I just feel that way about Rodgers, even though he is one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen play the game.
I'll say, because I think you make some good points, and I think there's some truth to that, but I will say this, and I faulted him for the opposite, Rob, in the last two NFC title games against Tampa Bay and San Francisco. They got off to horrible starts, and the game was darn near over at halftime. And he rallied in the second half to at least make it a game. So I was like, so in those instances, you'd have to say, you know, he didn't throw, you know, he didn't give up the ghost, so to speak. But I hear what Marty's saying.
I'm going to disagree a little bit. I've seen there's a number of comebacks where he was down by 20 points, 17 points, 20 to the Lions, 17 to the Bears, and rallied their teams to come back. There was a another game. There have been a few games. I think it's too easy just to say that, you know, once you fall behind with Aaron Rodgers, he never wins games. Go, Marty, Google it. There's plenty of games and double-digit scores where he's down by 20 in the first half and they win the game. So I'm not so quick to just be able to make a blanket statement like that. Let's go to JR in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, JR?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, buddy.
Welcome. So,
Hey, JR, where in Florida are you? That's a big state. Where are you?
Oh, man. I got to check with my attorney real quick.
Never mind.
Don't worry about it. So what you got?
Love listening to you guys, man. If anybody can argue, it's me, and the two of you put me to shame most nights. I know it's the wrong show. I think it's Dan Patrick, but 6 foot, 195 thing. I just wanted to know if you guys had seen my Facebook post where it is. I wanted to know if you guys seen my post on Facebook, man, where I tagged Chris Broussard, thinking, you know, hyperbole at play that Aaron Rodgers looked terrible in his first preseason game. But then I started thinking about, you know, you miss all these practices. You don't show up. I understand your grief and grievances. You want to have a say, but I feel like you lost something there. And it sounds like a lot of the people on your show agree with that. But at the same time, you know, it's not the first time that he's really put up a really bad game. So you know, I don't think there's any reason to cry foul here. I think he's going to get his act together. Huge Packers fan.
JR, let me say this. If he has a string of three or four bad games, then you could look into it. But anybody can have a bad game, and it just the optics, we talked about it, don't look good because of the offseason. Say if he did everything, Chris, opposite he did in the offseason. And then came out and still had a stinker. Then what would be the dialogue? Is he washed up?
I think you make a good point, right? I don't think, you know, obviously right? people be pointing out how poorly he played.
Right.
But I don't think anybody would be, it wouldn't be as big of a story as it is now.
Absolutely.
There's no question
that's
about
all,
that.
That's all, and I get that, it. That's a good point. I get it because of the offseason.
Right. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got Solomon Wilcots, former Cincinnati Bengals player. Now, a SiriusXM NFL radio host. He's joining us in a few moments, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest played defensive back for the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, SiriusXM NFL radio host and does a podcast, a Bengals-themed podcast with Pac-Man Jones called Believe in Bengals. Friend of the show, though he hadn't been on in a while, Solomon Wilcott. Solomon, what's up, brother?
What's up?
Chris and Rob, hey, you guys blew up on me, man. You know, my rotation on the show is not as frequent as it used to be.
Man, we need to do that. I do want to know that Pac-Man Jones podcast you have, is that sponsored by Magic City in Atlanta? I just want to know.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Listen, I had a chance to spend a lot of time with him since he's come to Cincinnati. And, you know, Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator in Arizona, I made sure that Pac-Man, that Adam was really prepared to take to some good coaching. And he had some of his best years under Vance Joseph. He went to Pro Bowls during that period. And so I've gotten to know him. You'd be surprised how in a conservative city like Cincinnati, all the gentlemen here, they love Adam Pac-Man Jones. It's one of those unique set of circumstances, like when Jerry Springer was the local anchor here.
Yes, I was in Cincinnati then. He was the anchor man, Chris, on Channel 5.
That's
the
right.
Main anchor man.
Who knew?
Who knew back then?
Who knew
then?
He would, what was inside of Jerry Springer?
How about this? We all knew. But the rest of the world found out.
Right. That's good. All right, Solomon, we were just talking about, we'll get into some Bengals stuff with you, but before we were talking about Aaron Rodgers' clunker, arguably the worst game of his career, certainly one of them. Do you, coming off the offseason, there are some people that wonder, is he all in? You know, he's contemplated retirement. He didn't really want to be back with the Packers. So is he really all in? And did that show in game one? Or do you think it was just a bad game? What's your take on it?
I think it's a very good question to ask. He was the one that said, right up until the last minute of having to report, he was unsure. So there's no doubt I think it's the right question to ask. I think if you listen to Aaron, he's very insightful. He tells you what he's thinking. And that, yeah, he's balancing this work-life balance, right? Quality of life with, his mental health, his physical health. Right. This game will beat you up. He's been there for 16 years, and he's trying to make sense of it all. He's very introspective. And now he's got to flip that switch. And clearly, you could tell yesterday that switch hadn't been flipped yet.
Right.
So I think it's okay to bring him in and say, hey, are you okay, first of all? What can we do to help you get back to being the guy that loves playing this game and look forward to the work that's required to do it? See, Tom Brady looks forward to the work. It's the work that he loves more than he loves the moment, because he knows that in order for that moment to be ensured to be successful, he's got to put in the work. Aaron knows that. He's just trying to figure that out, and I think, and get back to that place.
Let's ask about, you know, a lot of teams now, guys don't practice. They don't play in preseason games.
They don't tackle.
Basically.
Like
they just throw you out there in the regular season to start. Aaron wasn't the only one that struggled. We saw some other teams struggle out of the gate and guys not play that great. Are they missing the boat on how important practice and being in sync with your teammates is or not?
Well, I think that's also another good question. You know, Rob, I think it varies from guy to guy. You know, Tom Brady will tell you he needs to practice. I've interviewed him. I talked with him. He has to work it. Matthew Stafford didn't even play in the preseason. Sean McVay is like, he died over my dead body while I put him out on the field. And he looked great.
Right.
You know, but I think he's getting in the work in practice. He's getting in the work when they're going up against other teams, right, the joint practice sessions.
Right.
He's getting work done differently. And I think but when it comes to the tackling thing, the only way you get better at that, man, you better bring your feet. You got to know how to hit. There's a technique to that. And I think you can work it without the physical component. But you better be a good coach understanding how to get guys to do that. And I just think it varies from guy to guy. But the way that we coach in this league today, if you want to get the most out of your players, you're going to have to learn how to do that without it being a live rep. I could just tell you that. You're going to have to find a way to coach them up differently than we did 20 years ago if you want them to last. It's just It's plain and simple. Look at the Baltimore Ravens. You think John Harbaugh right now not thinking about maybe a new way of doing things moving forward?
Right, right. Well, that's a good point. You brought up the Ravens. Obviously, they're three top running backs out. What do you expect to see from them tonight and going forward with so many injuries, and how do you think it'll affect Lamar Jackson?
Well, they have their number one running back, and it is Lamar Jackson, right? He's the lead rusher each of the last 2 years. I'm sure if they could bring back Mark Ingram, they would. And I think signing of Latavius Murray, that's a great signing. He's a really good player. I'm not so sure what Devontae Freeman has left in the tank and, you know, what some of the other guys still can get going. I don't know. But I do think Latavius Murray is a good signing. They're missing a lot, guys. Playing in the AFC North, they're going to need more. And I just think that the quarterback, Lamar Jackson, is going to have to do better at creating plays with his arm, and he's going to need the players around him to do more as well.
Tell me about the Bengals. That's a big win to start the season. Burrow had a couple touchdowns. Mixon had 127 yards, a nice touchdown. Yep. That's a good start for them to beat a team like Minnesota. The Vikings have been in a 2-year funk. I'm officially done with the Vikings, but that was a big win for Cincinnati.
It really was, guys. And, you know, the reason why, because they came in with a plan. You remember they brought back their offensive line coach, Frank Pollock. They passed on Penei Sewell. So we were waiting with bated breath. You better be able to run the ball, and you better leverage what Joe Mixon brings to the table. And the offense has to go through him. It's got to go through this offensive line running the football, and then Joe Burrow can do his thing. We talk about protecting Joe Burrow. He was still sacked 5 times in this game yesterday.
Right.
Okay. So it remains to be seen if that they can get that done. But the fact that they ran it 29 times and threw it 27 times, even though they went into overtime at extra time on the clock, tells you what they need to do to win. And it tells you also that Joe Burrow is a gamer. Even though he's 8-9 months post-op, this is a 12 to 18 month recovery from this kind of surgery, catastrophic injury, but yet he's out. This guy is a gamer. He's got heart. And you loved what Ja'Marr Chase did in that game yesterday. I think T. Higgins is right now their best receiver. He's phenomenal. We know about Tyler Boyd, and Ja'Marr Chase is going to be probably better than both those guys when it's all said and done. The Bengals have weapons. Now it's about surviving the early part of this season, running the football until they can get the quarterback back to being as healthy as he possibly can be.
Well, they're in the toughest division in the AFC.
Yeah, I can't see more than six or seven wins.
Yeah, is it too much to think to ask of them to compete for a playoff spot, and they're just trying to take baby steps, or you think that's a possibility?
If I'm the coach, I'm not selling that. But I think realistically where you're coming from, I think that's, you know, you listen. But if you're a coach, you're remember the Monday night game last year against Pittsburgh? They were body rocking.
They cost me shekels on that game. I remember that
game.
There
you go. See, they caught you, didn't they?
It cost me, yes.
I think they're pairing of safeties, Von Bell and Jesse Bates. You saw Jesse Bates. He was body rocking in this game yesterday. They're better than you think on defense. I'm telling you right now, they're better than you think. They know they have to be physical and match the physicality of Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and even Cleveland with what they're bringing with Myles Garrett and that defense. That defense is going to show well. 6 new members on that defensive football team. The Bengals are better than you think defensively. It really is about their offensive line and about Joe Mixon so that the skilled players can do their thing. Because I don't know that they have the ability to pound the run game, say like Cleveland's going to be able to do all season long behind that O-line, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. The Bengals have to – that's how they're going to have to play over the next couple of years until the quarterback and all the other pieces can mature.
All right, Solomon, great
job, thank
man.
You,
we
buddy.
Appreciate the knowledge. We will get you back on more often for sure.
Absolutely.
Anytime, guys. You guys keep up the good work.
Thanks, bro. All right, peace.
All right, Lamar Jackson is a fantastic player. There's no doubt about that. But he's making a massive mistake. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's a Magic City Monday, and it is the Odd Couple as we get ready for Monday Night Football. Las Vegas Raiders hosting the Baltimore Ravens. And boy, oh boy, is this going to be a good one. A lot of questions, Rob. I mean, we talked about it a bit with Solomon Wilcots, just all the injuries that the Ravens have.
Rob, is that going to lead?
Oh, no, and he should be. But is that going to lead to Lamar Jackson running more than, you know, their plan was going into this season? Could be good on the field, but obviously opens you up to more hits, puts you more in harm's way. So a lot of questions to be at least explored. And I won't say answered. It's only week one, right? You can't answer too many questions in week one, but certainly a lot of intrigue in this one, Rob.
Yeah. I just don't know how to read this. The Ravens have been unbelievable on opening night the last 3 years, winning by 30 or more points in their opener. I mean, you would think people are loading up on the Ravens. I mean, like, but you know how those things go. It doesn't always add up.
Right.
And it dries up eventually. You can't keep running that streak. That's an unbelievable streak that they have going. And the Raiders need a good start. And here's one, Chris, you could look at and think that the Raiders can steal. With Baltimore not at full strength and trying to regroup and losing two players right before the season kicked off, that last, couple days before the opening of the football season. So those kind of things could weigh on you, you know, like where are we going, who's going to fill in, how this is going to work. So if you're the Raiders, you're trying to steal that first game if you can against the Ravens.
Well, to your point earlier, if Baltimore comes out and wins by 30, that'll be a statement. That will be a statement for the rest of the league. But, Rob, interesting story that came out today. Adam Schefter wrote this morning that Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are, you know, have had positive conversations about his contract extension. And the reason they haven't completed anything is because Lamar doesn't have an agent. And he's so, you know, focused on getting ready for this game tonight that he doesn't have time to really, you know, delve into the contract. And I think this is a mistake, Rob. And you don't have to have an agent, but you certainly have to have a lawyer. And I would imagine he's got a lawyer.
There's no way he's signing a deal like that. Yeah.
Right, but you can't just have a lawyer to, hey, here's the contract, look it over, tell me what's wrong. A lawyer should be doing the negotiating. Like, Lamar and his mom should not be in negotiations with the front office of the Ravens. Do you disagree with that? Like, if you want to hire a lawyer and pay him by the hour because it's a lot cheaper than having an agent, then I'm cool with that. I did that for one of my contracts.
Yeah,
but
you need
that
to have
I
somebody,
still was
right,
not
right.
the one negotiating. The lawyer who I paid by the hour, you know, was negotiating before I got an agent. So
it shouldn't matter how busy he is. Did he pad your hours so that he still got?
It was a woman.
Did she pad her hours or no? Did you feel like
I tell you what, you know what they do, Rob. If you talk for like a minute, it's like 15 minutes.
Right.
It's like 15, you know, it was crazy. It was like 15 minutes, I think, plus was an hour. So, yeah, it was a little, I looked at it like, what? But it was a lot less than
right. Or if you text her, that's another 10 minutes. She says, I got, you know, 10 minutes.
Right. I'm texting. I'm thinking, oh, we cool.
I will say this more so than that. I think that time is of the essence from the standpoint he shouldn't be out there without a contract. We saw Dak Prescott.
So you wouldn't even.
I mean, he has to get it done. He has to get it done sooner than later is what I'm saying. Right. Like, I wouldn't leave myself exposed. Dak shouldn't have been out there without a contract. And he was able, Chris, to suffer a major injury and come back and get paid. It don't always work out like that for everybody. So he was fortunate. And some people questioned, like his agent and whatnot with the Cowboys, is why he was even accepting that and still going out there. You know what I mean? Right. Not having a locked deal after 4 years or whatever it was.
Well, especially when you play the style that Lamar plays, Rob.
Right.
I mean, he's and how did Dak get hurt? Dak is not the runner Lamar is, obviously, but he got hurt on the run. And so, yeah, I mean, and that's what I brought up earlier. Is Lamar going to run more than they even expected going into this season because they're so deficient at running back now? And that just means more hits, more opportunities to get injured. So I'm with you, Rob. Like, but here's the thing. If it's because he's so focused on the Raiders – that's going to be the case every week.
No, right. So that means the whole season. Right. That's right. What I mean. When's your time to dive into the contract? I just don't think that makes sense. Hire somebody to look over everything and negotiate with you. But you got to get a deal if you're going to keep playing and keep running the football.
Absolutely. 2 hours left. iCouple, Chris and Rob, you know what to do. Keep it locked.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.